はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようマイアミ。
ヨシです。
タケです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 85. As always, brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right. Yoshi さん、今日元気ですか？
元気です。タケさんは元気ですか？
もちろん元気です。ピーターは？
相変わらず絶好調です。And the reason is, today we're continuing on with the te form of verbs. Now, last week we covered class 1, class 2, and irregulars. Class 3. Now today, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at an exception. It's kind of a class 1 irregular. And the verbs we're talking about are found in the dictionary form ending in ku or gu. Now, these class 1 verbs are conjugated in a special way. Now, first we're going to get into the conversation. Listen to the conversation, see what you can get. Afterwards, we're going to break it down, go through it, and we're going to get you through this kind of irregular conjugation. Now, to reinforce what you learn here, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, the Learning Center. So much in there for you to reinforce it, questions and other things. Plus the PDF. Inside the PDF, we have all the transcripts, plus a detailed account of the grammar point we cover in today's lesson. All right, there's a lot in there, so what we're going to do is get right in. Here we go.
今日、何しますか？
今日、天気を見てください。いよいよ夏が来ました。晴れで暑くて夏本番ですよ。今日は海に行きます。
海ですか？あまり行きたくないです。
まあ聞いてください。海に行って、泳いで、かき氷を食べて、まさに日本の夏ですよ。ところであなたは海が好きですよね。
そうですけど、実は今水着がちょっと厳しいんです。
あー、確かに厳しいですね。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今日何しますか？
今日天気を見てください。いよいよ夏が来ました。晴れで暑くて夏本番ですよ。今日は海に行きます。
海ですか？あまり行きたくないです。
まあ聞いてください。海に行って泳いで、かき氷を食べて、まさに日本の夏ですよ。ところで、あなたは海が好きですよね。
そうですけど、実は今水着がちょっと厳しいんです。
ああ、確かに厳しいですね。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
今日何しますか？
What will we do today?
今日？
Today?
天気を見てください。
Please look at the weather.
いよいよ夏が来ました。
Summer has finally arrived.
晴れで暑くて夏本番ですよ。
It's sunny. It's hot. The real summer is here.
今日は海に行きます。
Today, we will go to the sea.
海ですか？
The sea?
あまり行きたくないです。
I don't really want to go.
まあ、聞いてください。
Please listen.
海に行って。
We'll go to the sea.
泳いで。
Swim.
かき氷を食べて。
Eat かき氷。
まさに日本の夏ですよ。
That's Japanese summer.
ところで、あなたは海が好きですよね。
By the way, you like the sea, right?
そうですけど。
That's right, but...
実は今水着がちょっと厳しいんです。
The truth is, my bathing suit is a bit tight right now.
ああ、確かに厳しいですね。
ああ、it's certainly tight. Yoshi-san, let's ask Take-san what he thinks of today's conversation.
Take-san, 今日の会話はどうですか？
そっか、Yoshi さんも厳しいんですね。
ちょっと厳しいですね。
実は私も厳しいです。
あ、冬に食べ過ぎて。
みんなこの時期ダイエットしますよね。
頑張りましょう。
まだね、1ヶ月ぐらいありますからね。
私もそう思います。一人で頑張ってください。All right, let's get into today's vocabulary. 夏子さん、first word お願いします。
最初のキーワードはいよいよ。
Finally.
いよいよ。
Yoshi-san, please ask Natsuko-san for an example sentence.
Natsuko-san, 例をお願いします。
いよいよワールドカップが始まりました。
A little more than started, it's almost over.
Not yet.
Well, maybe for some of the teams out there.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, what do you think about Japan's next game? What's going to happen?
次はブラジルに勝ちますよ。
頑張ってください。
頑張ります。私じゃないや。頑張れ日本。
Next word、吉さんお願いします。
次のキーワードは夏。
Summer。
夏。夏。
And Natsuko-san, can you please run through all four seasons? We'll start with summer, on to fall, winter, spring. In that order, please.
夏、秋。冬、春。
Natsuko-san, please ask Yoshi-san to give us an example word.
Yoshi-san, 例をお願いします。
夏休み。
いいですね。
いい言葉ですね。
Too bad it doesn't exist for us. What was that word?
夏休み。
Summer vacation. We also have winter vacation, which is?
冬休み。
And what about spring and fall? Do we have those?
We have...春休み, which is a spring break.
What about fall?
We don't have any.
You should start it. Come on, no fall. Well, fall used to be my favorite season, but if it doesn't have a holiday, I don't know about that. All right, next.
次のキーワードは本番.
Real part.
本番. 本番.
This word consists of two.Kanji, two Chinese characters. What's the first one?
Hon.
And this has the meaning of real, one of the many meanings. And this is also found in?
Hontou.
The second character is?
Ban.
Number or turn. So when we put these together, it's the real part. We have a couple example sentences for you that I think can clarify this a bit more. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
セリフはすべて覚えましたか?明日は本番ですよ。
Have you remembered everything? Tomorrow's the real thing. Now, we're going to show you a bit more. We're going to get into this a bit more because this word is used quite often in the entertainment business, where 本番 means the real thing, the real shoot. So, let's give you some examples of the entertainment industry. Natsuko-san, some examples, please.
テレビ番組
TV show
映画
Movie
ラジオ番組
Radio show. And what about us, Natsuko-san? What are we?
本番中です。
Yes. Now, usually before the real thing, or in Japanese we just said,
本番
there's usually what?
リハーサル
Rehearsal, practice. Natsuko-san, how many times do we rehearse?
Oh, about 1,000 times, right?
Yeah, if you minus that by 1,000. Yeah, we do things
本番
right into the studio, recording. And that's why our one and only, the super editor, Jonas, that's why his life is so miserable. What are you guys doing in there? We bring him hours of footage and just hand it over.
Thank you, Jonas.
Thank you so much, Jonas. So appreciated. One other example is a game. For example, before the World Cup started, everybody was getting ready. Once it started, it was
本番.
Yep. So all the friendly matches up until that point, they were
練習試合.
Practice games. But the real thing started. So Japan's next game. Next game is against
ブラジル.
It's
本番.
Oh yes. Best of luck to both teams. Next word.
次のキーワードはまさに
Just, very, exactly
まさにまさによ
しさん、例をお願いします
まさにこの場所で旦那に初めて会いました
よしさん、you don't have to read the example sentence exactly the way they are because this translates into the very place I first met my husbandAnd Yoshi's not even married. So, yeah, feel free to, you know, get a little creative in there.
Interesting.
So, the very, the exact place. Next.
次のキーワードは水着.
Swimsuit.
水着. 水着.
And this word is made up of two characters, two Chinese characters.Two kanji. They are
水
water
着
to wear. So the thing you wear in the water, bathing suit or swimsuit. Next.
次のキーワードは厳しい
tough, strict, difficult.
厳しい厳しい。
よしさん、例をお願いします。
私の両親は厳しい。
My parents are strict. Now this is the literal translation of the word. The way we use it in the dialogue and in our next example is a bit different. Okay, so please listen and pay attention. It's a short dialogue, just two lines. Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san are going to read it for us. Here we go.
金曜までにこの仕事ができますか?
ちょっと厳しいです。
Can you do this work by Friday? It's a little difficult.So due to various circumstances and factors, it's going to be tough to accomplish this. Now, what do we have in the dialogue?
水着がちょっと厳しいんです。
So it means the fact of getting this bathing suit on is going to be a little difficult. So maybe that person was eating a lot during the winter.
Right.
And hasn't been out for a new bathing suit. Okay.But the point we want to say here is when it's going to be difficult to do something, get that bathing suit on or get the work done, we can use this word as difficult. Very nice nuance of the language. ちょっと厳しいです。Next.
次のキーワードは確かに。
Certainly. As a standalone expression, this means you're right or I grant you that, whatever you said.
確かに。確かに。
Now, be sure not to confuse this with
確か。
The same exact word, just minus the particle
に。
They have a different meaning. Without that に, this word means as I recall, if I'm correct, when recalling or thinking about something. Okay, let's have an example using 確かに。
確かに鍵をかけました。
Certainly, I locked the door. I'm certain I locked the door. Okay, now on to today's grammar point.Over the past few lessons, we've been covering the te form of Japanese verbs. Today, we're going to look more at class 1 verbs. Remember, class 2 conjugation is quite easy. Just drop the
ru
and add
te.
Then we covered verbs ending in su. Simple, just drop the
su
and add
して.
The catch with class 1 verbs, when conjugating to the te form, is that there are some exceptions.And today, we're going to look further into another exception. Now, the verbs we're going to look at today end in
ku and gu.
Can we have an example of a verb ending in ku?
聞く.
To hear. Now, how do we make this into the te form?
Drop ku and add いて.
So, 聞く becomes
聞いて.
Do we have one more example with a verb ending in ku?
咲く.
Bloom. As in, cherry blossoms bloom.Which is?
桜が咲く.
Okay, now let's have the te form of that.
咲いて.
Okay, we drop the
く
and add
ite.
Now, there's a notable standout exception to this. What word is that?
Iku.
Okay, and again, just to reinforce this, how do we form the te form of iku?
Drop ku and add te.
Yeah, so this is the exception. The te form of iku does not include
ite,
but rather
te.
But for other verbs ending in the syllable ku, we have
ite.
And for verbs ending in the syllable gu, we have
oyogu.
To swim. And how do we make this into the te form?
Drop gu and add ide.
Which gives us
oyoide.
For more on this, please check out the PDF. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Lots more in the Learning Center to reinforce this. Lots going on the forum. Question about the lesson, question about something, put it in the comments. Someone will get back to you. All right, that's going to do for today.
また明日ね。
またね。